Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But $2.99 for a classic burger and medium fries at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Redeem all week only in the app. 18 plus. One time use per week until the 23rd of March. Offer includes selected classic burgers. Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast.
We still have not made contact with your doctor, Riddleson. We have to let him know what we've discovered so far.
Chesed Post, you walk in.
Oh, hello. My name is Susan Letterhead.
Susan Letterhead!
Are you the Gatewalkers?
Indeed we are.
I have a letter for you.
Find attached a banknote with payment for your good work so far. Consider it a bonus. When you're ready, please return to
Leppestadt.
For a full report.
What of Gaius? Did you hear any word?
Brother Remus, I thought you said he was dead.
I didn't believe it. I could feel that somehow he lived.
He was here. He groused. But has been gone for a couple months now.
You see Marnie Finstock.
Is there anyone else in town Gaius was close to?
There was one young lady. I have her address.
I must speak with this woman. I hope she's home.
Door opens, and it's an older man. Very late.
I'm looking for a woman.
This is my daughter.
Your daughter.
And you look behind you, and this 20-year-old young woman steps up, and she's pregnant.
The adventure continues. Now.
You dressed up like real nice, real fancy.
3 days ago.
3 days?
No, ago. That's wrong.
For the Super Bowl?
No, it's fanciest Randall Cunningham.
My fanciest Kelly Green.
Five days ago.
What were you,
last Saturday night?
Where? Why? What for?
Father daughter dance.
Ah, sorry. So that's a legit.
That was an outlier. Came out of nowhere, and yeah, like suit and everything.
Tux tails.
No tux. It wasn't a black tie affair, but it was amazing because there was weather coming, and so they bumped it early to beat the weather. So it started at 4 p.m.
Oh wow!
And it was amazing because it was in like a grade school gym, and the light was like coming around all of the shades, right? Like the sunlight, because it's also low in the sky because it's winter. So the sunlight is like coming in around all of the shades. And when we first got in there, it's just all these second and third, maybe some fourth grade girls. And they're all just dancing with each other in the middle. And a dad for every girl is just around the outside, all just talking to each other in suits. So yeah, and they're all squealing and dancing and doing circles and conga lines and everything. We're just like, you know, catching up on football.
Now
I was like, this feels like middle school.
This was a full on suit. Yeah. Where the pants were purchased with the jacket.
Correct.
They matched. And tie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. White shirt or
white shirt. Yeah. Simple white shirt. I kept it simple.
White shirt.
I didn't want to overdo it.
So 5 days ago recently. And then before that, like, are you dressing up a lot?
3 years. No, I think I had one funeral last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really rare for me. I'm lucky in this job that I don't have to dress up.
When's the last time you dressed up, Matthew?
I honestly can't remember.
No.
Because I was thinking
probably a wedding or a funeral, right? I don't really dress up. I don't dress up to teach college for sure. Yeah.
Is that what you do? You teach college?
Yes.
I don't know what you do.
I have no idea. You didn't know he taught college?
I thought there was some teaching involved.
You teach college is such a funny sentence. I know. You teach college?
You teach college.
I had a feeling you did something like that.
Teach college?
I don't really talk about it, but you don't wear like the pads on the tweed jacket.
Pre-pandemic, I dressed up more. I would wear a suit jacket or something, but I wore it with jeans, so it wasn't like I was wearing a full suit.
All right, you tucking in
the jacket?
No, the shirt that you're wearing.
Do you tuck the blazer into your jeans?
You're telling me you don't tuck your blazer into your jeans?
You think when I walk around wearing a full suit, I don't tuck the shirt in?
A bunch of men listening are like, should you tuck the jacket in?
Depending on the cut of the shirt, if it doesn't hang below the jacket, you don't necessarily have to tuck it in. You might look a little slovenly, but it can be.
Or just a casual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm wearing a blazer, I'm not trying to look casual.
Okay.
Right. Well, but not super formal either.
He's got you there.
You're not wearing tail and tux like Joe did to his father-daughter dance.
Exactly.
Cummerbund.
Was it a white tie?
Yeah.
Cummerbund.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
It must have been a wedding.
Wedding, yeah. That's usually when you wear it. Kate, are you dressing up every other week?
I'm a little confused. What do you guys consider dressing up? Because I have plenty of times where I'm like dinner gown.
A gown or a pantsuit, if that's your style.
I have plenty of times where I dress up and I'm like, I'm wearing an outfit and I planned it and I dress up.
No, we're talking like fancy.
Yeah, not talking fashion. We're talking like deliberately supposed to be like an cocktail attire.
Like if you were wearing it right now, you'd look crazy.
Right.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. I just got an image of like Kate in an evening gown, like a cocktail dress at the table right now while we're all wearing this.
You're acting crazy. We walk
down to the sandwich shop and Kate's
just long white gloves.
That's a lot of sequins to be buying that coffee.
On your Amtrak.
On the Metro North.
Yeah, when's the last time
commute.
Gown,
I mean, like
dress,
a wedding yeah. or something. Wedding. And the next time is going to be your wedding.
Okay. Hey, what's the attire?
Oh, it's casual.
It's formal.
East Village chic.
It's like semi-formal. And then we also mentioned on the website and everything, like it's an outdoor wedding. So wear to your comfort zone. Like you don't have to wear a full suit if you're like a sweaty person or a
I think your invitation says semi-formal, right?
It does. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Semi-formal is like,
I don't remember anymore.
Suits, not tuxes. Formal is like tuxes.
Tuxes.
And black tie especially is like tuxes.
Black tie is tuxes.
It's
formal
tuxes.
Is just...
Formal, I guess, is also suits.
Yeah, suits.
Semi-formal,
I would say. You can wear khakis with a blazer.
Exactly. And no tie.
Right.
No.
Unbuttoned shirt with a blazer.
My idea of semi-formal is like you go to the party and you can immediately take your jacket off and wear a button down and nobody's going to be like, hey. Like to me,
hey, fella.
You look nice, but there's less rules.
For people that wear dresses, it's like cocktail dress is fine or you could wear like a long kind of like gown.
A day dress.
Dress.
Could I just claim that I brought a jacket if I can take it off right away anyway?
Yes. Yeah. You can show up in the shirt and be like, I took my jacket off. I just took it off.
I start every conversation that way.
I just took my jacket off.
Jacket's over there.
And it's
85 degrees.
There will be dozens of other jackets on the backs of chairs. You can just point to one of them and say,
that's my jacket. Yeah. Hey, I just start yelling. Hey, don't lean on my jacket.
You're like, that's my jacket. Don't lean
the
on
the fuck
that.
Is wrong with you? Just get drunker and drunker and just start picking fights that way.
I remember now though.
Yeah. Because I want to make Sydney's wedding about me.
Yes.
And ruin it.
Yeah. My only hope is that everyone goes in with that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
That'll make for a good day.
Are you concerned that if you make it about you and then ruin it, you'll ruin your own experience?
Oh, it'd be awesome for me.
You drinking gin over there?
Do you get a little gin or something? Gin fizz. I'm practicing.
Yeah.
Practicing for the wedding throwdowns.
You don't like dressing up, right, Skid? Am I correct?
That can't
no,
be true.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. I don't like being told that I have to dress
right.
up.
Right. It's a rules thing.
I'm second guessing my RSVP. But I think the last time I did just buy a suit pretty recently.
Yeah.
But, I think the last time I probably dressed up was for Androids and Aliens for the
100th episode.
I don't know, just generally. Like I would wear my bow ties and stuff. And
that was fun.
Yeah.
That lasted for a minute.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I dressed up, but there's this, my wife always makes fun of me because in my ideal, what I think is my ideal situation, I would want to be dressed to the nines every day. And she's like, you always say that, but you don't. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Get dressed to go sit down in the basement and work on prepping the Pathfinder show? But I would love to like dress to the nines, like nice suit, not necessarily a tie every day, but look like that's what I'd like. I'd like
why?
To do that. I don't know, because it just...
Well, you look so much better.
It feels good.
Yeah. You look good.
They do, and like a good, well-tailored suit, like, is very comfy.
Yeah.
You guys know how, like, the Cyclones do, like, themed games and, like, themed days and stuff to bring more revenue into the park? I think we should do, like, a studio day, like a prom day, and we all dress up just a little nicer. We all wear a blazer. Like something kind of Kate.
Don't tell Skid how to dress up.
No, Skid can wear whatever he wants. Skid can wear whatever he wants.
Oh, then I'll look like a jerk if I'm not dressed like everybody else.
Then I guess you got to dress up.
You don't understand. Sure. When I come here, I wear all my clothes to the studio and I slowly take them off or add them back on.
Just need to wear.
Episode, so I'll have to have a dress on underneath. And a shirt and a sweater.
Yeah.
All at once.
The problem is we have to have multiple outfits plans.
This is true.
For a recording day. So
I like your idea. I think we should do
it. Just trying to bring more revenue into the park. That's all. Just trying to save baseball.
Yeah. I think we should fly to London and go to Savile Row and get a bespoke suit.
I'd love a bespoke suit.
Should we go to a haberdashery?
To get a hat?
Yeah.
Did you know that's what they sell when you said it?
I think you meant Taylor.
No. I think we should all get insane hats, like Kentucky Derby style, like really.
Well, that'd be fun.
That would present.
We
a
could do a
problem.
Kentucky Derby episode. Have some mint juleps.
Our cinematographer would love.
Yeah,
shooting
he's good.
With the shadows of all our giant hats.
I've got so many lights back here just because I refuse to.
Troy has like 9,000 lights to accommodate his
for
hat.
For one
wearing.
Hat.
This buzz in the lines usually.
It's I like, want to wear a hat.
Troy's lights.
I want to wear a hat that doesn't fit in frame. I want to wear a hat that you wonder what's happening beyond.
Something real obnoxious.
Yes.
Like you turn and it hits Skid.
Feathers. Fuck. Beads hit Kate. Yeah.
Well, maybe we know. Maybe we have a listener who is a tailor
and they want to give us free bespoke suits.
They want to give us free bespoke suits
or like cost. A cost.
A cost, yeah.
Cost. That'd be fun. I don't know. I want a suit.
We give them
Skid's out on this idea.
Yeah, I already
are
have
we going to have suits?
I
already have suits.
I just bought a suit.
I would love a.
Is it bespoke?
Really tiny suit.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Men's warehouse
for tour.
Yeah,
maybe we wear a suit on tour, like a cool girl suit.
Yeah,
we are going to come out in jumpsuits later this year.
What?
We're getting matching.
Yeah,
jumpsuits.
Zip,
yeah,
like onesies.
Yeah, I want to get them so we can rip them away. That'd be fun.
Button jumpsuits.
But we do have matching.
So are we wearing the suits underneath the jumpsuit?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Ah! Yeah!
And it's a full formal suit.
What's the jumpsuits
wait,
like?
What?
It looks like we like an occult. Kind of
oh, okay, thing, perfect.
Yeah. Like, they kind of look like, you know, like Royal Tenenbaums, like Ben Stiller's outfit. And
oh, like a tracksuit.
Tracksuit, yeah.
Perfect. Oh.
When you said jumpsuit, I pictured like we're all working on an aircraft carrier.
That's what I also pictured.
Oh, yeah, we could get those too.
like a flight suit. Is like,
there's a lot of shows this year.
I don't know if that would sell as well as this awesome looking tracksuit.
I want the tracksuit with the GCN colors. Like,
yeah, it's got like the Gen Con colors. No.
I don't want it.
Okay.
I'll dye it black for you.
You're just going to cut the sleeves off of it.
I'm going to cut it into a crop top somehow.
That would be amazing.
Just mangle it. One of these days.
I am.
You could just dye it black.
We stop dressing like bums and we take this a little more seriously with some nice suits and some nice gowns.
You're talking in the, this is the exact, wasn't this the main, like the main ethos of the character in How I Met Your Mother? Wasn't that Neil Patrick Harris? Wasn't that his thing? He's like, you wear a suit every day. Every day. It's insane to not wear a suit.
He had suit jammas.
Suit jammas. Yeah. Because they just look so good. They do. It's undeniable.
The post-COVID world, it's just, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I leave my house a couple times a week to go grocery shopping, take the kids to hockey.
I started dressing up on the shows and all I got was made fun of.
No.
Yeah.
That's not dressing. That was fashion. That's different.
See, I'm not. That's I'm why not, I clarified.
There's a
I
don't cognitive. Get,
they're
disconnect.
Thinking of like this white tie gala, and that's
about
it.
Fancy, not silly.
That is like the blue puffy was
we're
fancy.
We're talking about
fancy.
A joke
the,
costume.
And the David Burns
like
suit was fancy, a little bit fancy.
You would not wear that to a wedding,
you
would
you? Wear the David Burns.
I think you could wear that to a wedding. You could wear both of those to a wedding.
You would wear that to a close friend's wedding,
not to like an adult's wedding.
You could wear it to my wedding. I'm an adult.
I'd wear it to Kate's wedding. She's already married, but I'd wear it to.
What was the attire at your wedding?
Oh.
Like similar to yours, where it was like, look nice, but like, I don't really have the rules.
He's like, I don't care about you. Guest.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Look nice.
Look nice. Right.
Well, if we all come to your wedding, there'll be a photo of us all dressed in suits and gowns.
Wedding gowns.
Wedding gowns.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Notice the hedge there.
We'll all wear
if
wedding
we
gowns.
If we all come. No, I heard him. I know who's RSVP'd and who hasn't.
I wait till the last minute. Would it be weird if I wore an all-white suit? Is that frowned upon?
You know, you and Skid do whatever you want. All right, you guys are the wild.
Please wear an all white suit.
Amazing. Just an all like Don Johnson. I thought only women couldn't wear white too.
Right?
That's not cool.
I'm obviously not the bride.
Twice, the middle of June. We'll be back right after this break. We're gonna go buy some new suits.
I'm old. I'm older than I was, though, as has often been pointed out, we're all older than we were. But still, my point remains. One thing I've noticed, especially hanging out with these ruffians I make podcasts with, is that I don't bounce back after a night with drinks the same way I used to. So sometimes now I just have to make a choice. I can either go along for the ride with those hooligans, or I can have a great next day. Or that was the choice until I found pre-alcohol. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. And it's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So, just remember to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. I was very skeptical on this product. I was like, okay, sure, fine. That sounds like a little bit of a pipe dream. But then it really does work for me, and I bring it out. I bring it on the road when we have shows. I bring it out if I get invited out to a night of drinks with friends. I once was out with a friend and they were like, where's my pre-alcohol? This March Madness, don't let anything sideline your celebrations. Grab pre-alcohol before you go out and be ready to cheer on your team all day and night long. Go to zbiotics.com/GCP to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Folks, we're back. We didn't buy suits. We just we waited 3 seconds and then we started talking again. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Got some fun things coming in Foundry pretty soon. And of course, Norse Foundry. I was having this dilemma. I was like, I've got a chipped D20 here and a lot of my dice here chipped. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and I think I'm just going to start giving these away. But if I wait too long to do that, I'm just going to throw them away.
Right. You got to give them away.
Yeah, I got to give them away.
The chipped dice?
Yeah, the chipped dice.
The other thing you're really good at is when you say you're going to give something away, you're really good at packing it in a box, putting a label on it to who you're mailing it to, and then mailing it.
Yes.
You're really good at getting that done.
I've gotten a lot better at being like, Brian, can you take care of this? I've gotten a little bit better at this.
Do it at the live shows.
Yeah, I should, right? Bring a bunch of dice. Just pop them in the eyes. My son's too.
Throw little rocks at the ground.
Get someone's eye.
I'd have to roll them. I could roll them, but then it just kind of favors the front row. But hey, get there early. We have a subscription service. I don't know if I've ever talked about this. it's only the greatest subscription service in all of actual play podcasting.
And all of entertainment.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, it's better than Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime combined. And it is free. for 30 days, which those other guys don't give you. Go to jointhenation.com, enter code GCN30, get 30 days for free. If you don't like it, cancel it.
Okay.
I think you'll
do that.
I'm sorry I yelled.
If you don't like it, cancel it.
We are in Milwaukee and St. Paul next week.
Ah.
If you're watching this live, there might be tickets left. Maybe not. Maybe not. St. Paul Theater is pretty huge, so it's possible there are tickets left. But
that theater, that's where they used to do the NPR show, Lake Wobegon.
Oh, is it? It's a Fitzgerald Theater.
Yeah, Prairie Home Companion. Yeah, that's what they used
to do. Pretty famous theater.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We're playing in a different venue this time?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's larger.
Oh.
And then back in Milwaukee, we'll also be, some of us will be at GaryCon on Thursday if you're coming to GaryCon. So come say hello to us, but don't look us in the eyes.
Such a weirdo.
I'll be wearing a suit.
with a hat.
With a hat, yeah, with a suit, with a hat. Like George Costanza wore the sneakers to the Indian wedding. Anyways, no, not the sneakers. They were the Timberlands. Folks, let's talk Gatewalkers or whatever this show is now. You are in the city of Chesed. Finally got off that boat. You've come to the city. That tension between the Gatewalkers and the Arataki, Sakawachi's crew, reached a bit of a head. These visions that you had on your journey seemed to cast a little bit of doubt over your history and how tied you may be into what is happening with Osoyo. And so a lot of other darkness, enough so that Sakawachi was like, I've been reading the stars and maybe I was wrong. Maybe we should take a little time apart. And you guys were very hurt by this. But you've gone your separate ways.
Were we?
It seemed like you were.
I was a little
bit. You were really being mean.
I think we wanted to do
that. No, I think, you know.
I think we wanted to do the I quit. And then they did the
you can't fire me because I quit.
But we didn't even get to do it.
Also, so. I know when I'm being brushed off and I need to go read the stars is an excuse.
It was really
brush off. Yeah.
Wow.
Classic.
It was
this is not a nickel.
This is the vibe that I was getting.
Yeah.
It was my mom just called and was like, no, she didn't.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My phone.
If you think we're evil, that's one thing.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Just felt like you could use a break. So they went to an inn, happened to be the nicer inn. Mm-hmm. And you guys went to the Wee Mouse. What was it called?
The Wet Mouse.
The Wet Mouse.
No,
But the light was out. So it became, the letter had fallen off.
The tea had fallen out. So it was just the Wee Mouse.
Wee Mouse.
I'm very bad at when I make shit up, writing it down so I remember it. So if I've named anyone last week, I have no idea what their names are.
I wrote it all down.
I remember Susan Letterhead.
And,
Susan
Letterhead. Van Pelt. Raphael.
Raphael, yeah.
But I don't remember anybody else. So if you know, let me know. Otherwise,
it doesn't matter because we're never going to talk
about it. Wait, what about Mickey? Again. Or was it, what was his name?
Oh, Marnie Finstock.
Marnie Finstock.
Marnie Finstock.
Marnie Finstock.
Yes. And then, of course, the big name. Gaius, as you're walking around getting acclimated here, this gentleman, owner of a bar in the area, Marnie Finstock, sees Ramius, is like, hey, you look like shit. What happened? You took off. Good thing you don't have money, son of a bitch. And you're like, I don't know you. Who are you? And he's like, come on, Gaius. And Brother Ramius realized that he thought he was talking to Brother Ramius's twin brother, who, as far as Ramius's family believed, was dead. But Ramius always believed he wasn't dead. In fact, Ramius saw Gaius in the gate. And that is what pushed him through to try and reunite with this long lost, perhaps dead brother. It seems as if he is alive and had visited Chesed recently. Bit of a ladies' man, bit of a drinker, a carouser. As you go to the pub the next day, they tell you that, like, oh, he did spend a lot of time with one of the servers here, one of the waitresses. I can give you her address. You go and you check that out. The dad is like, what are you doing here? Daddy, who is it? Girl comes up. You say, your daughter might know someone named Gaius. Guy's face goes blank. You see the daughter is pregnant. That's where we ended the episode. There was one other little chestnut that was very, very important. When you went to the post office here in Chesed, there was a letter waiting for
him. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This letter had been there. It was from Riddleson. Maybe Riddleson has been leaving letters at all these outposts. Riddleson seemed to know that you had met a seer, that you were traveling with a seer. Riddleson wants you to come back to Lippstadt with all haste, back to his mansion. And he's like, you probably want to know how I know all this. It's too dangerous to talk about and too long to talk about in a letter. Come to Lippstadt. So lots going on here. We're going to pick up right where we left off. Then you can ask your questions.
I have so many questions.
As Ramius slowly closes the front door.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry.
Best
sorry.
Of, well, I was thinking somebody else.
Best of luck.
So. Yeah.
You say the name Gaius. The father's face goes white. Pregnant young woman steps into frame behind him. The father like snaps out of it, and in an instant he's got a knife drawn to your neck.
Oh wow.
And he's got your shirt. Goes, I thought I recognized you. I thought I recognized
you. No, I'm not Gaius. I'm not Gaius. He is my brother. He is my brother. Please.
Where is he?
I haven't seen him in many, many years.
The father. The girl's like,
are we right there
are
with
we
him?
Right
you're
there?
Right there with him.
Oh, we.
Ignition.
He gets burning
skin
alive.
Melts off his face.
Barnes is gonna draw his kukri and be like,
yeah, we body check him.
Yeah.
Your weapon.
If you be careful, you body check him, that knife could go right through Ramius' neck.
Whoa.
But Barnes has his kukri at the guy's stomach. Like, your weapon.
Please.
Away, please. We can discuss this.
I am a man of the cloth. I'm a worshiper of the Keeper. I had nothing to do with Gaius or anything he has done here.
Daddy, that's not him. That's not him. Then who are you? How do you know him? You're his brother?
He is my brother, yes. I did not know he was even here. Someone else grabbed me, much like you, and called me Gaius. I happened to be passing through. It's a complete coincidence.
He just keeps looking at the girl and wide-eyed that she's pregnant and all he's trying to process.
He lets the knife fall and it just cling, cling, clings by his feet. And he...
Barnes guts him.
He...
He collapses.
You're a fight on the stake.
Sorry. I was playing Ethel there for a minute.
He just kind of stumbles into the room, doesn't invite you in or anything. He stumbles in and sits down. On a sofa, and the girl says, "Do you know him? You're his brother."
I knew him when we were very young, but not since. It's been many, many years since I've seen him.
So you don't know if he's coming back.
I'm sorry, I do not. May we come in just for a moment?
She looks to her father. He's like, he's processing a lot of stuff here. He's trying to hold his intestines into his stomach. At the same time, look, with his burnt hands. Yes, come in. Shut the door. And she's like, sit, please. It's a very small little
house.
These
are my friends. We've been traveling together for some time. We are on our way to Socorus. We merely stopped for supplies when I heard that my brother may have passed through here. For many years, I thought him dead.
We passed through, all right. Passed through and left something behind.
What? I see that.
His seed! His seed!
What? Where?
He's a gardener.
Barnes.
No.
Your lack of grasp just like in you. Every situation is astounding.
He obviously spent some time with my daughter. She's an adult. I don't blame her. But a real man would be here.
I'm sorry. I wish I could. I wish I knew more or could help.
And his eyes... up for a moment as his head is trying to piece together what can be done here, but also the urgency of our mission and what has to happen.
But then his curiosity returns. He turns back and looks at her. Is your name Talitha?
Tally.
Tally. What is he like?
She looks to her father again, and he's just like, tell him whatever. He looks a lot like you, but he's...
stronger.
Healthier.
Yes, he always was bigger. Stronger.
He just sort of came into town one day, and everyone was sort of interested in him. He's very, very handsome and very charismatic. And, I don't know, I wasn't the only one that fell for his charms, but I felt as if I was special to him. Maybe I'm just being foolish, and there are other...
Oh, I'm sure you were.
...women like me in town dealing with this.
I'm sure you were. The guys that I knew, they would not leave someone in trouble. I'm sure that something very urgent happened, or something very dangerous.
I don't think he knew.
Oh, he knew!
Father, I don't think he knew about this.
You did not tell him?
No. No, I didn't. Because I didn't know what his plans are. He always seemed as if he wasn't going to be here long. Now I wish I had told him, because he was kind. He had a reputation, but he was kind, and I don't think he would have dishonored me so.
Did he ever say anything about where he came from? When he arrived in Chesed, where had he traveled from?
Father gets up and goes and just starts pouring himself a drink over in like a small little kitchen area.
I'll take one too, thanks.
She's like, may I sit? I'm very pregnant, and you took all of the chairs in the room.
Git gets up. I'm so sorry.
God, my back is killing me.
I didn't realize you didn't have enough chairs.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Gick sits on the floor.
Brother Ramius watches Gick sit on the floor.
She doesn't mind. She's just awkward. She's like, I'm not involved in this at all.
You move over to one spot. Can't find a good spot to zoom over here. Yeah. While this like very intense conversation.
She ends up like leaning against the wall. When you talk to a character in a video game, but you can see other party members in the background. Gick's like in the background leaning against the wall. While you have a very
slightly out of focus. Yeah.
You hit one of those windmill things like Cousin Eddie and Christmas Vacation.
Sorry, I touched that.
I do like the idea that the party has taken up all the chairs.
Oh God, sorry.
So this pregnant woman is like,
we all start to get up, but only Gick is the one that. Yeah, actually right.
She's suddenly 8.5 months pregnant.
I know, right?
I thought she was.
Does she have to be 8.5 months?
She's showing.
Showing. Give her a chair. It's like
a
Subway.
If a woman's only a little pregnant, is it? You're like, right, no, I'm not gonna.
No, just wow. Troy's wow, doing Joe. The like, oh, oh thing. Like, all right. Anyway,
he was very withholding about his life. He said that his family was all dead and that he came from very far away, a place I had never heard, but that his family had perished and he was in search of something. He said that he had lost time at some point, he was... I don't know. He was just very secretive, even when we were intimate. He didn't say much.
This losing time, did he ever elaborate at all on when that was or what had happened to him?
There was one evening he had had a little too much to drink. We had been spending time together, and I was closing up the... bar, and anyways, I don't know if he was having a nightmare from the drink or whatnot, but he started talking about seeing a brother in a gate, and
and then forgetting himself. And I asked him, I said, I thought your family was all dead. And he's like, no, my brother's still alive. I went through the gate to find him. And I don't know. I just thought it was the whiskey.
Did he have any tattoos?
Tattoos?
Did he ever show you a mark like this one?
And Ramius will show her, pulls down the hood of his robes.
He did.
Holy shit.
Wow. Geek is silent.
He had it right in the same exact spot.
Still circling, trying to find a new spot.
Trips over the rug. Oh!
Breaks the end table.
Sorry.
Like Mr. Green in Clue.
Putting my elbow through it.
Is that a birthmark that you share?
No, it's a mark that we all share. All of us here. All of us that passed through the gates. I saw him as well in a gate. And I passed through to try to find him. And I have no memory of what happened beyond. I also lost time. And I have been searching for him ever since. He never said anything about where he was going. Did you even know he was leaving, or did he just vanish one day?
I knew it was going to happen. But no, he didn't. He didn't say goodbye again. I don't think he knew. I didn't tell him.
And he didn't mention any direction. He didn't say his journey would take him south or to the east or any such.
The only hint he gave towards anything is he wanted to learn what he forgot.
Yes, I bet he did. How are you feeling?
I'm usually sick in the morning. And don't have a lot of money, as you can see.
I see, yes. Well, I may be able to do something about that, at the very least.
Sickness or the money?
Both.
Oh.
And I'm not good enough to improv this, but he will...
Punches her in the stomach.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now you won't have to deal with that baby.
Oh, my God.
Ramius, I'm worried.
Ramius, why did you?
Barnes just swivels his head towards Ramius.
A few coins on her bottom. There, two murders with one stone.
This is gas. Get Ramius right now. Like, why would you
why
do
would
that?
You get him?
Ramius,
he was off a couple bills.
You monster.
Although I will say, please don't roll anything if you're going to do some medicine on her, because I'm afraid you will punch her in the stomach.
Actually, yeah. No, I what I
you've done enough.
Maybe Sakawashi's right.
Yeah.
Maybe we are cursed.
Maybe we are the bad guys.
We each flip a coin on her as we leave and we're like, problem solved. Problem solved.
We all have to say it.
Just throw coins in her face.
I honestly don't mind. Like giving, because I never buy anything.
No, yeah, this is what Ramius wants.
I thought you were going to say butcher this stuff.
No. No, I want to like.
So thrown off.
You know, Katsushiro style, just like toss a couple of, well, not toss them, it's just like, yeah, there, beg for it. Like, but just like hand on the her, table. Like two gold pieces.
Oh, well, thank you. I wasn't trying to fish for money, but it's much appreciated.
Barnes gives her three gold pieces.
Guys. That is not necessary.
Dick reaches behind her ear, pulls out a single gold piece. There you are.
Oh, magic trick. Fun.
Please stop.
It's your nephew. Or niece.
Let me. This burden is mine to bear.
Oh. Yeah. And what he's going to tell her is, you know, a concoction or something, because, you know, at the Abbey they would have women who had gotten pregnant in ways where, you know, they could not be taken care of or didn't have the money, and they would take care of these girls and stuff until such time as they could give birth. And so he learned at that time some basic sort of remedies for these kind of things like morning sickness. And it's not, you know, it's herbal tea and, you know, right. Different things that will help with the nausea and stuff. And so he'll sort of translate that. And then he'll say,
we must... I'm sorry, but we must leave as we pursue this question of what happened. I I would very much like to return, though, one day, if that would be okay with you.
I mean, you are always welcome here, but I'd really like him to return. So if you...
If I find him, I assure you I will do all that I can to make sure he's aware of what happened here and that he may have a child to return to.
I have a thought, if I might add something.
Is it silly?
No, it's therapeutic. It seems like you have some unfinished business with Gaius. Perhaps you could call Brother Ramius Gaius and express the things.
It was silly.
So it was silly and just complete, once again, nonsense.
Why would you disregard the healing power of this exercise?
That's a role-playing game.
Role-playing exercise. This is therapeutic.
I thought you had more abortion jokes ready.
I would never do that.
Surprised, yeah. You're right, this one's much more serious.
I'm trying to offer her a way forward past your brother's shitty behavior.
He may have not known, Barnes. He couldn't have known.
He knew. He's now on his sixth drink.
Yes. Chugging.
It's 11 in the morning. So.
What would you say to Gaius?
What do you do for work?
What's your job? What's your job here? That you have no money and you're drunk for noon.
I have no wife. I have to take care of her and her child now. A bricklayer.
She's gainfully employed and is an adult.
She is, but you've never had a child, I can see.
You don't know me.
I can tell.
Well, how about that drink?
I'm not offering you one, because you're too silly.
You're too silly.
Perhaps if you've played this a little more seriously.
Yes.
I'd give you some fake ale.
I would have considered really the person
that just had a give you make-believe ale.
Punch a pregnant woman in the stomach and toss coins on her face.
Gake reaches her hand out for an ale.
You weren't really involved in this roleplay.
I thought maybe that'd be a boon.
You broke my table.
I did.
You broke my little windmill thing.
I tripped. We ran out of chairs.
Look, I'd like you all to leave. We're going to leave. And leave you in peace.
Peace is.
Let me leave you with some coin just till I return. Anything to help with the baby.
I think you can just give us money and that will make everything
better. No, not at all.
I'll take it.
It's just to help pass time until we return.
Our money's not good enough for you.
No, your money's good, but I just want you to feel bad after you give it to me.
We didn't do anything.
Very terrible.
Very literal man. Keep things.
He's going to. So we just got. How much do we have? Where did we get money
from? How much do we have?
Dr. Wilson. 80 gold each. You already bought drugs.
Yeah, 80 gold each.
So how much do you have?
How much do you have, sir?
That's what I'm saying. How much did we get? We got 400.
We already made our contributions and you rejected them.
Yeah.
We
split, yours is 80.
We split 80 each and then we got. What was it? I got drugs.
Yes.
So I don't know how much
those
are. And
then you met us.
The drugs were like 5 gold.
Okay.
5, 10-ish gold.
So you have 75.
5 gold, yeah. So he's got 75 gold. So he's going to give him 75 gold.
Jeez, are you serious?
Gives him a small fortune. He's like, I have no need of it. The keeper will light my way.
This is so much in such a low treasure adventure. I wish you to. Please, I'm sorry.
You won't find this for episodes.
I'm sorry for your trouble, but I assure you it is only to pass the time until we return.
You have shown...
If I can bring Gaius back here, I will.
You have shown more honor than your brother has. I thank you. It is a small comfort. But if you do see this man, let him know.
I will.
Tell him to come heavy. Or not to come at all.
What's that from?
Come with the king, you best apprentice.
And I'm being accused of being too silly.
Come heavy. Don't come at all.
I hope your brother's rich.
All right, and then let's go.
Dummy.
Then let's go.
And you leave.
Dick walks out.
And we leave.
The child.
She takes her one coin back. They don't need that now.
Yeah, I'll take my phone.
If nothing else, the child have a devoted and generous uncle.
She's just standing there at the doorway, watching you leave, holding her stomach. And the father comes and closes the door.
Oh, to think I may have a niece or a nephew.
It's exciting. Your and you'll brother? Know, additionally, what your own child might look like.
If you slept
if
with her, too.
If you're also to sleep with that woman.
But just maybe smaller and
what a
more.
Tremendous bonus.
What a wonderful realization of that thought experiment.
How interesting, huh?
The you're, choice of having a tween.
You know, it's not unusual. What? Especially in that time.
To just like, marry the...
If a brother died, oh, no, like, yeah. Brother would just marry the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super
yeah.
common.
Kate didn't know
especially
that.
Religious. I like religious
we,
people.
I like how we talk about the world of Galarian as if it were like... Medieval Earth.
You that know. Time.
In those times, it was customary.
In the time I'm saying. That
the setting is based upon.
Yeah. It happened in my family.
What?
Just last week.
Yeah, just last week.
You have to elaborate. What?
My aunt.
You don't have any brothers.
My aunt passed away very young of cancer. And my uncle married her sister.
Yeah.
Oh. And then they had like two more or one more kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
The lore.
And the kids all look alike. You know, the brothers and sisters all look alike.
The lore in my family is my great grandmother was a twin, and her twin was seeing this guy, and they're like the twins were like, you know, it'd be funny if so we just switched for one night, and so like just said, like I said, as a joke, and they hit it off, and then that's my great grandfather.
Wow!
and the sister was like, yeah, take him.
That's the old switch.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there was bad
and
blood.
There's still a feud to this day.
Scandalous.
They're dead, but it's
so. Vendetta.
I always forget the. I don't know if I'm going to get this exactly right, but McDermott's aunts are sisters and married brothers.
Well, that happens wow. more often than you think with twins too.
Yeah, twins will marry twins.
Twins will marry twins.
Really?
Not necessarily and the same set of twins,
but it happens. Yeah, but there's I think there was like a TV show, a reality show, where it was like two sets of twins who each married each other, and then like they both had kids, and it's I'm like. The doctors who are involved, like it has to be the same doctor. Otherwise, everyone's going to be so confused.
Do you see the guy that married one half of a conjoined twin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see that.
Was that girls. Recent?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the famous, what are their names?
Yang and.
No, they were in the movie. Hold on.
That was the first one, right? Like one of the first documented.
One of the first famous conjoined twins.
I mean, hey, if you love them, yeah, but it's like, that's your whole life. You got to...
The Hilton sisters.
The Hilton sisters.
Yeah, they were in vaudeville and burlesque and sideshow. And,
oh, whoa. Yeah,
they had separate... They were in movies, they had separate relationships.
Mm. Oh, they're so cute.
Mm. Anyways, it's nighttime.
Yeah. Oh, it was night.
I think so. You were karaoke like.
So him being a drunken mess was perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
Him having six drinks.
You were gaslighting him in his own house.
I worked hard all day.
I was like, it's 11 a.m. He was like, is this, what day is this?
But we didn't like, Brother Ramius, it's wild that your brother is also a gatewalker. It sounds like.
But that is interesting that you each saw each other in the gate.
Yes.
Yeah.
It drew him in. Perhaps we even saw him.
You think you maybe actually you, saw
you,
him?
Perhaps yeah. Perhaps you met him.
Perhaps we met beyond the gate and don't recall.
Maybe you actually did see each other in the
yes,
gates.
Yes, and he, me. But yes, we...
We must contend with the other possibility, though. Whatever group of forces that are... operating the gates and did this to us. He might be part of it.
Yes, it seems a strange and a highly unlikely coincidence well, that such a thing would happen.
It seems that your family may be prone to coincidences, seeing as your brother is also a twin.
Well...
Yes, but very wise, Buggles.
Gick just pats Buggles on the back. That's true.
It's no, what I'm arguing is that it is no coincidence. That he deliberately looked for you.
Maybe that's why he left.
Perhaps he is searching for me, and that's what brought him to Chesed. And I only narrowly missed him.
Somehow, Dr. Riddleson was aware of our
we must. Our we must return to Riddleson at once.
And maybe...
Perhaps that's where he's heading.
Maybe I was about to say, maybe he intercepted or overheard. I mean, Riddleson sent a letter here.
Perhaps he was mistaken for you and received one of the other letters that Dr. Riddleson sent out into the world.
It's very possible, Buggles, yes. We must go at once.
One of the other checks.
Oh, damn.
Do you think he has our check?
In which case, he has...
He has our money.
Goals.
We must track him down and get that fucking money.
He owes me 75 gold.
He owes me 75 gold.
We should, I guess so. Yeah, I think we have to return to Leperstadt with all haste.
Yeah. Yeah.
All but haste. I guess we should check in with Sakowachi.
We will tell Sakowachi to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of his friends.
So we're
we'll
quitting.
Sure
right in there he is.
You can't
make
fire me.
Clear.
We quit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're leaving them.
We're leaving them, and they can do whatever they want. We don't even care anymore.
But we made this decision.
We'll show them all the money we've gotten. I'll say, yeah, ha-ha.
Yeah, what's up now?
We'll give them the ship, of course. We will not need it. We'll travel over land.
You don't want to take the
right?
River?
GM, where are we going?
You don't want to take the river
it's
down?
Jim.
Right. Jim.
That's Jim.
Well, to clarify, there is the river.
Should we
river.
Take the boat down the river, or should we find different paths? Well, I guess we got to talk to Sakowachi and see what their plan is.
Let's go to the interactive map of Galarian. If you zoom out, in fact, if you're on Foundry VTT, you'll see that there is, from Chesed, there is a little bit of river that's not shown on here on the map. But basically, you can continue to take the river a little bit inland, but at a certain point, it's overland travel to get to Leperstadt. You can't take the right. Water all the way. Whereas, you know, depending on what Sakowachi's plans are, if they're going north into Mendev, they could go overland or they could sail north to Hegaday. You have to talk to Sakowachi.
Okay, let's go to Sakowachi then. I'm going to go to their inn.
You go to the Pig and Pony?
Pig and Pony.
Okay, you get there.
Wait, they were staying at the Pig and Pony?
No, we were staying at the Pig and Pony.
No, we were staying at the Wet Mouse.
You're at the
Pig and Pony is where Gaius...
Oh, the Pig and Pony is where Gaius used to hang out. So this is the nice
with
inn.
Marnie.
It's the song.
Yes. Yeah. It's... Right, so this is the nice inn. So you go there.
This is the Crown Plaza.
No, the Crown
that's
Plaza
from a different
was
game.
From a different game.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Get them all mixed up.
I was.
We always ask for a fancy inn wherever we go.
I was about to say we need to find that kid that we're... To go steal your 75 gold.
Oh,
back,
right.
That's
right.
Timothy?
Different
game.
Tim. Oh, yeah.
Timothy.
Wow, we're really blending worlds.
All right.
I do like if this place is called the Fancy Inn.
It's called the Fancy Goat. Oh, and there's a goat with like a suit and tie and a cane. Oh, kind of looks like Mr. Peanut.
He's dressing up.
The Fancy Goat. And there is a restaurant and bar. Everything is way nicer than your hotel. And
also, don't get lost in the rooms.
Pig and Pony. Yeah,
you're lost room
309. You go in, walk in to the bar, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You look around and you see Enuma sitting at one of the tables.
Enuma! Enuma, hi.
Hi.
We wave.
I missed your voice.
Hi.
It's good to hear you again.
Well, sad for you, didn't it?
What are you guys doing here?
We have just, we have received an urgent telegram
via
the post. That we
telegram.
Must...
Telegram.
Yes. Telegram.
Yep, in the mail.
In the mail?
Telegram in the mail.
Oh.
Don't ask about it.
All right.
We must head south with all
south.
Haste. Yes, and I'm afraid we may need to part ways. Do you know Sakowachi's plan? Where are the stars leading him next?
We'd have to talk to Sakowachi.
Where is he?
I could go get him.
Yes,
please. Yes, please. And if you want to stay up there...
You don't
we
want me to continue
mad.
To be part of this conversation?
You could hang out. Just maybe we talk to Sakowachi, like most.
Oh. No. Oh, all right, I'll go get him. Right after this quick break.
Gimme some of that.
The McDonald's McCrispy. Chicken perfection. It's crispy. Juicy and oh so tender, and you can't forget the delicious creamy mayo and the what was I saying? Right, the McCrispy, too good to ignore. Served after 11 a.m. subject to availability.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites? Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps to the top of search results, reaching the candidates you need. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Speed up your hiring today with a £100 sponsored job credit at indeed.com/SPANUK. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal. Great cashback rates and more savings on your shopping. So, join Rakuten and get cashback at over 500 brands like Marks & Spencer, Mango and Selfridges. You can even shop the sales and still get cashback. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Anuma leaves, and a couple minutes later, Sakawachi comes down the stairs into the room and sees all of you. Daniji and Ulikuk are not far behind, but they, along with Anuma, sit at another table. And he says, good, I'm glad you came. I was going to come and speak with all of you in the morning.
Excellent. And what were you going to say? What did you decide?
Well, when last we spoke, a couple days ago, I told you that, I just thought that maybe my initial gut feeling that we should be aligned in our plans may have been wrong. And I feel like that might have been harsh of me to go right to there without really knowing. But as I've continued to consult the stars, I think my gut feeling was correct.
We're yeah. leaving. We're Absolutely. Actually going south.
Before you continue.
We have a plan. We were actually having a talk of our own.
We have an appointment.
We have, a thing.
We can't go with you,
ching,
actually.
Ching, 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 ching,
ching, ching. Oh, I see.
We got rich and now we're leaving. Yeah.
We don't need a man anymore.
Have fun murdering your living god.
Good. Well, then this will be easier to discuss. I haven't decided anything, but
yours to decide what we do.
No, you can do whatever you want.
What do you mean when you say
taking the bow?
I can tell you're angry.
What do you mean when you say you haven't decided anything? Do you know where you're going next?
I met a group here. They are.
We met someone too.
They're they have a caravan that is heading north to Canabras. They're known as the Reclaimers. Their goal is to reach Canabras and.
They sound ugly.
Well, they ignores that. They.
Is there any chance of you letting him get through literally anything?
No.
They have been traveling throughout Numeria, and their goal is to their final destination is Canabras. They are trying to see what is left over since the world wound closed, and they are good people. Their goals seem to be just. They want to refurbish the land. Anyhow, Canabras is not far from the Sarkoris Scar, so in speaking with them, I thought that this was my best chance to get to the Sarkoris Scar with all haste. If we were to travel with this caravan, we can restock rations and supplies at the edge of the Sarkoris Wastes before heading in. Plus, they are hardy men and women. They'll keep me and my friends safe. So all this is to say, you are welcome to come with us, but as I've consulted the stars, I feel like we are being pulled this way, and it sounds like you are being pulled another way. If our goals are truly aligned, we will find each other again.
I agree. Yes. I feel as if we will see each other again, Sakawachi. but now our paths diverge.
Do you believe in fate, Brother Ramius?
Of a sort.
A sort.
Do you believe we were fated to be together on this mission? The elves that we met in Castroville believed we were fated to appear there. This is all lining up to something. I saw my brother in the gate. He saw me. There is a plan here. We have not put it all together yet, but we will.
Yes. There is a purpose that we cannot see. But I do believe we are all working towards the same end, though we may take different paths to get there. Where will you go?
We will go south to Liberstadt, where the head of our organization has summoned us. You'll get more information about the Gatewalkers and what our scholar and leader has learned. And from there, I'm sure we will be heading north once again.
And perhaps we will meet again at the Crown of the World.
Perhaps. I wish you luck, Sakwachi. Yes. It is a dangerous land you enter. The folks we have spoken with here seem to think the Sakura Scar is full of danger. So be on your guard.
Yes, I have people to protect me. And, a god to kill.
Good luck.
Tell Daneji that we say bye. Hopefully we'll see her again.
Daneji,
she's right there.
You don't have to bring her.
They want me to tell you?
Well, you don't have
bye.
To.
Bye.
I wave awkwardly.
And she's just like.
We really fucked that up. I don't know. She hates us.
May the unseen hand that guides us protect us both.
Thank you. Buckles.
And then we'll leave. I'll leave.
Yep. Let's get going.
Bye.
So are we taking the boat?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Down the river and then...
Slap some wheels on
and
it.
And then sell it.
Take it right to...
Yeah.
For 75 gold.
that we'll split
hopefully
evenly.
Hopefully more.
Yeah,
we'll split it evenly. Maybe.
And, so we'll head south. Well, anyway, that'll be the plan, but tonight we got to sleep.
Yeah.
You sleep on the boat.
Sit out.
We already paid for the inn.
We paid for the inn.
You paid for the inn.
Yeah, so get back to the inn.
It's going
to
take us 3 hours to get to the room.
Excuse me. Your credit card got declined.
That's not possible.
We look at Ramius.
I paid my bill. That's not possible.
It's fine. This happens from time to time. We just need a physical deposit of 75 gold. And you'll get that back at the end of your
stay. Look at Ramius.
Please, run it again. Sweat coming down.
Try inserting instead of swiping. Sometimes that makes a difference.
All right, so you go back to the wee mouse. We drinking tonight, or are you just going to bed?
I'm having a drink.
And are you leaving for Leperstadt tomorrow? We should probably talk about this.
Why are you laughing at us?
Yes and yes.
Is that a bad idea?
No, I'm
that was
curious.
Kind of the plan. Are you leaving for Leberstadt tomorrow?
Yeah.
Makes me feel like we're doing something wrong.
I believe the words were with all haste were used.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But it's already night, and some of us are drunk.
Was Buggles sneaking booze in that dude's house? Yeah, that was,
some of
the
us.
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time.
And you didn't want to share? Buggles.
Buggles, is that a red solo cup?
No. Is that moonshine? That
I
is
feel funny inside.
Feel funny, tickles.
But no, I mean, if it's night already, yeah, we should spend one more night getting early.
We'll start early.
Gickle pay for a round of drinks.
Okay. All right, so you drink it up, you make a plan.
Curious to meet this Dr. Riddleson. He sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can...
Some of you have been. Zephyr, Buggles, and Brother Ramius have been to Riddleson's house in Leberstadt.
Hope he's helpful. Sounds like he knows a lot.
Yeah. I've heard of him. He has great vascularity on his bald head.
That's what you heard about him?
Yes.
I'll write that down.
The Arcanarium he's spoken of.
I told him that.
It doesn't seem important, but I'll write it down. Head is veiny. All right.
I'm going to turn in.
Oh.
I'll see you in the morning.
Of course.
Ramius, are you all right? You've had a big day.
I am, Barnes. I haven't felt this good in quite some time.
Is the fly leaf or is the news of your brother?
To know your brother is alive and you have another new family member on the way?
I haven't smoked at all today. There's too much going on at the moment.
I'd be happy to hold your supply for you, as I offered before.
I appreciate it, Barnes, but no, I'm good. I'll see you in the morning.
And almost with like a little bit of a pep in his step, he heads up to the room.
Something's wrong with Ramius.
Seen him like this.
I've never seen him. In my short time knowing, I've never seen him in such a state.
What, he seems happy?
Yes.
Could you imagine? You have a brother or a sister, a twin nonetheless, and you haven't seen him and you get to see him again after so many years? I don't even know. What would you even talk about? There's so much.
I don't know. Maybe we'll encounter him in our travels.
Maybe. I hope he's a nice guy. For Ramius' sake. Hope it's not a disappointment.
Sounds like he's a bit of a cad.
A what?
Cad.
A cad?
He ran out on a pregnant lady.
I think it's pronounced cat.
Ah. Well, he didn't know she was pregnant.
Sounds so, Zephyr.
According to the father, he knew.
That's what they said.
Wait, who's pregnant? Who's been pregnanting?
Hubert.
A very inebriated Hubert.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Comes rolling up.
I forgot about Hubert.
When did you guys get back here?
Oh, Hubert.
You're pregnant?
No.
Someone would stoop to make love to you.
Ouch.
Can't believe it.
She scoots.
Congratulations. A drink for my pregnant friend.
She scoots Hubert's stool, so when he goes to sit down, he falls. She just kicks it like...
Curls
oh,
up
are you all right? She picks it back up. You gotta be careful, little buddy.
Pig balls.
Hubert, actually, I think we should cut you off. We gotta leave early tomorrow.
You can cut me off. I'll cut you off.
You're also welcome to join... join Sakurachi.
What are you talking about?
They're joining a caravan that's going to take them... north.
We're splitting up from them.
We're going to go to the south.
We're splitting up from Sakurachi.
Yeah, we quit. They didn't fire us.
Oh, well, I figured that would happen. I didn't like the way they were looking at you. What's a caravan? Is that a type of cheese?
Yes, they're joining up with a type of cheese to go to the crown of the world.
Funny, that doesn't make any sense. So we'll never see him again, then? Because I'm staying with you. I'm going to stay with this group, and we're going to... Where are we going?
Lepestadt.
Lepestadt.
Why did you make up such fun words? What is that? Is that a place? A city? A state? A country?
Great city. We're going to see the doctor.
Oh, is somebody sick?
It's kind of all of us, in a way, yeah.
Yes, well
we're all...
Is it a pregnancy, doctor?
Now, you should really... The pregnancy thing is, like, not important. Actually, don't bring it up, because I think it's going to upset Raimi.
Whoa, calm down, Prego. No reason to yell at me.
She looks at Hubert's just, like, full mug of beer, and she's just, like, rolling her eyes.
All right. So we're going to see the pregnancy doctor in Lebestu.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Early, Hubert, tomorrow.
Right. I'll be ready.
Pre-dom. Pre-dom down
all
here.
All right. Just give me a little rustle. Be careful, though. Sometimes I spike if I woke it up too abruptly.
You should pack tonight, though.
Pack. I've got everything I need right here in my pocket.
And, perhaps drink some water before you go to bed.
Water, all right. Yes, good.
We'll be on the ship tomorrow, so...
Going on back on the ship? Back on the river to Lippestu?
Don't want you getting seasick.
Tomorrow might suck for you.
Okay, then.
Tomorrow's probably going to... Yeah. Going to be honest, little buddy?
It'd be a rough day.
Tomorrow's going to suck for you.
Things going to suck, all right.
Maybe it would be best to stay up all night. That way you'll fall asleep on the boat.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd have a couple more. I've made a few friends.
Oh, good.
He points to a bar stool.
Oh, I see.
Do you want to stay with him?
This is Barry.
Barry the Barstool.
Barry the Barstool. He's a fine chap. Anyhow, you guys go. I'll see you in the morning, and we'll go take the river to the pregnant doctor.
Right.
Night, Hubert.
This is my friend's Barry. Yes, she is ugly.
He is sleeping in our room. Maybe we should just lock the door. He did last night. Maybe we should just lock the door so he can stay out here.
Yeah.
I wish we hadn't taught him to drink.
God forbid he brings Barry back to
the
room.
Don't want him to do that.
So we should lock the door.
Yeah, I'm going to head. You want to head to bed now?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll go to bed too.
Scoot.
Yep.
So,
a couple hours later.
Yeah, Buggles and
you got to get to room 309. Yeah,
I broke it off a piece of like the wainscoting to use as a hiking stick.
Yeah, we got like get a compass.
And we just, the last image we see is the bars closed down. Hubert's just banging on your door. Come, 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 come. Vivian! Vivian!
I mean,
is this what it's like?
You brought this on yourself.
Is this what it's like on tour?
Yeah. I've had to lock him out a few times.
Hold on. I'm gonna roll a perception to see if I wake up. Fuck. Natural 19 plus 10.
Light sleeper.
20-29.
You open up three doors down. It's like,
you hear it, he's banging on the door.
Does he have the stool with him?
I can't tell. I don't know. Do I hear the stool?
You don't hear the stool. He's just...
No, all right.
Fine. It might be fine.
I get up. I just open the door. Sorry, little guy. Come on in.
He stumbles in.
Close the door, lock.
And lays in the bed you were lying in.
Amazing.
Amazing. Take the sheet, kind of like roll him towards the wall, and then I get into the bed next to him and lie, trying not to touch him.
Touch his spikes.
That's how we end. Next day, you pack up and you get on the boat. Maybe at a certain point, you see in the distance a caravan gearing up. They have a symbol on their gear, and they're wearing
the Reclaimers.
Wearing holy symbols. Looks like Iomade. And you can see Sakauachi and his friends. They're embracing these people, like shaking their hands and being told, oh, you're going to sit here. They look happy. And as you sail down the river, they make their way north.
We wave at them from afar, and when they turn around, we flip them off.
Yep. They didn't even look in your direction.
Wow.
Didn't even look back at us, Bonds.
Didn't even look back.
Clearly, they detest us.
You begin the journey to Leppestadt. Most of you would know Leppestadt is a city of learning in Ustalav, where scholars from all across Galarian convene with local experts to explore mysteries and occult knowledge. The university in Leppestadt is known both for its work in the scientists and the sciences and the scientists.
Scientists.
Known for its scientists and its fervent duelists. They have a very good fencing team at the university.
Wittenberg.
Lots of rumors swirling around the mysterious standing stones on the city's outskirts. Like most of Ustalav, there's lots of things shrouded in mystery. There's much to explore, but your destination is Riddleson Manor. And it takes you about a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Wow. To get there.
Whoa.
It is a trek. Well, the river stops about a quarter of the way in, and then it's just all overland travel for the other three quarters, a few hundred miles. Is there anything you're interested in, like training or retraining, any downtime activities? We don't have to get into the role play of it, but this would be a good time to do that sort of stuff.
Nothing, I think, for like retraining, just because I like just made muck, so everything's okay. But I did buy some stuff in the town, which we had talked about.
Right.
And it's all above board. We talked about things we're not allowed to get. But I, just so you know, I bought some stuff.
Okay. Did some shopping. Yeah, y'all had you got 400 gold. Did you split up? Anybody else want to do anything? No. So you're just kind of hanging out, talking.
Avoid random encounters,
getting to know each other a little bit better. Great. Well, the journey there is long, but it is thankfully not fraught with danger.
Nice.
And it's not long. Actually, it is long. It's about a week and a half. It takes you about 12 days when you reach the outskirts of Leberstadt. You walk into town. You see the university in the distance, and Buggles and Zephyr and Ramius, you're like having flashbacks to the first time you came here, learning that there was somebody like bringing gatewalkers together. You probably had your little address looking, asking around, where is Riddleson Manor? But now you know the way. And in fact, the Doctor's Manor sits just a few blocks north of Leberstadt University. You stand outside the gates, and the manor's grounds are enclosed in this gothic wrought iron fence. A single large gate, which is open. It's daytime. Barnes and Gick, this is all new to you, obviously. But the rest of you, this was your last stop before Seven Arches.
I think that, you know, just as part of the journey, there's getting Gick all caught up on Riddleson and the Gatewalkers The whole mission. Because I don't think the boat journey was really a good time for it, because it was pretty harrowing and like uncomfortable, and we were always in danger.
Bunch of strangers around.
Yeah, a bunch of strangers around. So I don't think we talked too much, but I think by the time we get there, Gick should have a really good idea of like what Riddleson's mission is, who he is, who the other people were we met there that didn't ever come journey with us, you know, that kind of stuff. So she's kind of up to speed.
Also helpful for the gameplay. So I'm not like,
yeah,
I don't know you.
Every NPC, I don't know you. Fuck you.
Yeah. but what you've told her, her understanding of Riddleson is that he is good, is helpful.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything like we don't trust him or anything like that?
No, he has the holy trait.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Wait, I was like, you know that?
No, we trust him. He seems like a really good leader.
He's a mentor for all of us.
As characters, you trust him.
He brought us together. He set us out on this mission, and we have yet to really get him up to speed on everything we learned. So we're eager to. And we, you know, also
Bolon.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll also explain to you how eager he would be to hear from you, your perspective. As he always loves meeting another gatewalker, hear their story. Like, yeah.
He introduced you to Fianara too, the elf that was sitting in the the caravanserai outside of the outskirts. Seems like they had maybe a little on again, off again thing going.
Right.
And then she was the one that it seems like told him that you had left Seven Arches or disappeared from Seven Arches. So he's been in contact with her. Anyways, you are now here in Leberstadt.
Wow.
And you approach this gate, which is open, and see a gravel path leading up to the manor's courtyard. There's a mossy fountain that some of you may remember, featuring several water-spitting ibises.
What is that? They're a type of waterfowl.
Oh.
Yes. Ibis? They kind of look like a...
Like storks.
Stork.
Yeah, they look like a stork or an egret.
Water-spitting storks, we'll say. Carved from stone. They're just like spitting at random intervals into the fountain. Brother Ramius, you may see like, I think in your flashback here after Lucky's death, we saw you like working on a flower bed.
Yeah.
See that those crops have grown.
Oh, cool.
As
you left your seed behind too.
Nice.
Bang in the dirt.
It's in the family.
You truly are your brother's brother.
As you approach the manor's front door, it swings open, and a tall, elderly man in a threadbare suit slowly steps out of the manor to hail you. Some of you may remember him as the major domo here, Alwyn Kivarak. And he bows before you, Brother Ramius of Latria, and Miss Zephyr Velos, and Master Buggles, and your new traveling companions. You are most welcome, as always, here at Riddleson Manor. Dr. Riddleson sends his regrets that he cannot personally greet you at this time. He is currently engaged in an important matter off-site, but does plan to return a few days hence. In the interim, he has told me, should you arrive, as I believe he was expecting you, to inform you that Riddleson Manor is yours to treat as home. You are actually not alone in waiting for the doctor's return. You'll find several of your fellow gatewalkers within these walls as well. Mm. Until he returns, the doctor encourages you all to rest, relax, converse with your fellow gatewalkers currently in residence here. But first, if you'll accompany me, let me show you to your rooms. Do you have any luggage that we could help you with? Are you just carrying all of your treasure in a backpack?
Just got our backpacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything, so I please, carry everything with me.
Allow us to help. And he motions to some servants. Anything we can help carry.
We do have a non-gatewalker with us.
Oh, yes. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you waiting for someone? And Hubert just kind of steps out from behind Barnes's leg.
Hello. Not one of them. Didn't walk through any gates. Now I am from another world. Anyway, is there room for me, or will I just be bunking up?
And he's like, I'm sure we can find accommodations for you. Mr. Edge? Hubert Edge? All right, Mr. Edge, we will six rooms.
Sir. No flowers.
Stools.
No plants.
Rocks.
Rocks.
Plenty. Rocks, flowers.
Anything with a vague hole.
Stool. Absolutely no liquor.
No holes. Liquor. Okay. Well, the bar is open for all of you. Right this way. And they take whatever stuff you have, and they bring you inside. It's a nice place. There's lounges, there's a ballroom, a library, a conservatory, dining room, kitchen, servants' quarters, several bathrooms just on this first floor. And you would know that upstairs consists of the bedrooms and more bathrooms. That's where they take you. Up the stairs, the servants go ahead, and Alwyn says, Master Barnes and Madam Muck, these rooms here, your friends may know, but these rooms were once guest rooms or family rooms for the Riddlesons. But as Edward is the only remaining member of his family still living, they have been repurposed for people such as yourself. I do apologize as I don't remember which rooms you previously held while visiting here, but with our newcomers that have arrived, we've shifted things around a bit. I can assure you that each room is as lovely as the rest. So, Brother Ramius, you'll be in here.
Thank you so much. Your hospitality is quite kind.
Oh, Mr. Wilson will most welcome. You know that. Mr. Barnes.
Might I have some parchment and a pen? I have to write the Arcanarium to explain why I haven't been to class in several months.
Oh, absolutely. Could you send up some parchment for Master Barnes here? Yes, he's in room three. And Miss Velos right here, I believe this may have been the room you were in. I'm not sure. Has a lovely view of the courtyard. And Miss Muck right this way here.
I'd actually have some parchment and pens as well. I have a great song right at the tip of my brain about two brothers.
A songstress.
She looks at Ramius. I think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, I doubt that. But yes, we'll have parchment set up. Please send her some parchment for her stupid song. And
very skilled entertainer.
She's really good at that.
Lots of places.
Master Buggles, I do remember giving you a smaller quarters as you take up a little less space here, but I think you'll find it more than accommodating. And Mr. Hedge, right this way, you can have this room here. Oh, well, we'll have to make sure we have plenty of food for this evening's dinner. Please take all the time you want to freshen up from the road. And if there's anything besides parchment that we can get you, just let me know. And I will, I'm at your service, as we all are. Good day. And he bows, and all the servants bow, and they go downstairs.
It's funny because, like, this is as close to anything like a home for really, at least for me, certainly. So coming back here after traveling through multiple planets and dimensions has got to be, yeah, I think, kind of emotional for Buggles.
Oh, yeah. Least,
you know.
Barnes would love to read any and all materials they have on what Riddleson and the fellow gatewalkers have amassed on the gatewalkers themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's a library. When Riddleson comes back, you can obviously ask him to share his notes. You're going to have some time here. As far as you know, you really have no plans beyond this until Riddleson either sends you out on a new mission or, you know, whatever the case may be. So
You don't know how long it's going to be. Owen said a few days hence, but so you figure you have at least a few days here. You've got nice accommodations, but you can continue to pursue downtime activities if you want. Hell, you could even go exploring in Leppestadt if you want. As Owen mentioned, there are other gatewalkers here that you can get acquainted with. You're free to explore the manor, talk to Owen, talk to the other servants. Your time is your own. I really want you to do individually what you are interested in. So think about that. And we'll see you next week.
Oh. Man, this is opening up a whole new...
I haven't had so much free time before.
Yeah, I know.
What are my hobbies?
Like... so much room for activity.
You've been trying so hard to not die every minute of every day.
What would I do if I wasn't trying to do that all the time?
I thought we were going to have to go kill a living god. What a relief.
Yeah, exactly. This is way better. What's harder, killing a living god or meeting strangers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.